It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, a battle between Apple and Qualcomm over patent rights is drawing in Taiwanese contractors that assemble Apple's iPhones. Apple claims Qualcomm is overcharging for patent-related licensing fees on iPhone sales, and last month began refusing to pay royalties until the courts determined how much it owes. According to a federal lawsuit, Apple has now instructed its contractors to withhold those payments to Qualcomm. The same technology that keeps kids glued to their smartphones is being used by some schools to report sexual assaults. Using apps, victims and bystanders can alert school officials, police, or parents to trouble. While the system can be used by kids pranking each other, app developers and school officials say most claims end up being credible. Officials say the real challenge is money. Not all schools can afford the apps. This week, the Tech Report gets a bit touchy-feely. Touchscreens have become part of our everyday lives, but the technology has its limits. They are always relatively flat, and they come fixed to another product like a cell phone. But researchers at Carnegie Mellon University have figured out a way to make just about any object into a touch-sensitive device.
We extracted sensing techniques from medical fields and things like that, like very expensive equipment, million-dollar equipment, and we're like, can we make that cheap?
That's Gerard Laput. He's a PhD student studying human-computer interactions at CMU. They boiled the sensor down to a few electrodes at a computer chip that costs less than $100. They figured out that if you put these electrodes on a sheet of carbon-infused plastic used to keep electronics safe from static electricity during shipping, you could send electric pulses among the electrodes.
Hey, electrode one, shoot a signal, and then all the others receive it. And then you go electrode two, shoot a signal, all the others receive it. And this happens like around 160 times per second.
When a finger touches the plastic, it changes the way those electronic pulses are received, and the chip can triangulate the location of the touch. The information can be sent to a computer, and the computer can be taught to respond just as if it were a touchscreen. But they were still limited to sticking sheets of plastic to surfaces. So Laput and the rest of the team started to look for other materials that might work, and they found a commercially available spray paint that also is used to insulate electronics from static.
And so once we figured out that this spray paint can actually have this property, we're like, oh, now we can spray anything and turn it into a touchscreen.
And spray they did. A steering wheel was sprayed to add functionality. And then one of the researchers poured Jell-O into a mold shaped like a brain and sprayed that.
If you touch these different parts of the brain, we can tell you what part of the brain that is. To me, that's a very good way of teaching something. It's super tangible. As opposed to having it on a flat screen, you actually have your brain model and you basically probe it.
When told about the technology, Marcel Bergerman, who is the co-founder of MyStem Academy, called it a huge opportunity to bring technology closer to kids.
So imagine that now every desk, every wall could be part of an interactive experiment or experience. Imagine how you could have interactive maps on the wall to teach history or geography and things like that.
Laput and his team have worked with objects as large as a tabletop and have used as many as 32 electrodes.
If you go higher than that, the frame rate is what we call the speed in which you can sense goes lower. It becomes a slower process because there's too many electrodes to go through to get that signal. But if you also go lower, let's say 4, you're not going to get enough resolution. So there is a sweet spot between those numbers. It's a trade-off between speed and resolution.
Laput says they are continuing to improve the system and looking for other materials that have the right electrical properties. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.